relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
He shakes hands with ghosts and imaginary people. He falls off bicycles. Even at the White House Easter celebration, the Easter Bunny had to guide him back into his safe place. Cue cards that say, sit here, or end of speech, which he actually states, that is, if he stays awake. So my question for you is, sir, have you spoken with any other cabinet members about implementing the 25th Amendment on President Biden?
First of all, I'm glad to have a president who can ride a bicycle. And
that's your question.
I will look beyond the insulting nature of that question and make clear to you that the president
have
of the United States...
Have you spoken to any other cabinet members about implementing the 25th Amendment on President Biden?
Of course not.
Please allow.
But he can't ride a bicycle. Come on, Pete. Was that supposed to be a joke? Not too funny. Welcome, dear friends. This is America First. It's great to be back in the saddle. I spent the last 4 days on a movie stage filming a little something that I'm going to tell you about. But first things first, it's America First. Thank you to Jim Hansen, former Green Beret, for standing into the gap and covering for me on Friday and Monday. Did a sterling job. No monologue today because we have too much to cover. We'll be talking about what Nancy's doing, starting World War III in Asia, with former Secretary of Veterans Affairs Robert Wilkie in studio. We'll have Lord Conrad Black in the second hour, and then the man who is taking the fight to the corrupt FBI, Congressman Dan Bishop, and then the former Director of the Counterterrorism Center of the CIA, a legend in the community, Rick Prado, for one-on-one in the third hour. So you don't want to miss a millisecond. But first, in studio, because that's how seriously he takes you, 3 million America Firsters out there, we have from Texas, I don't know what to call him, Congressman, Major, or Sheriff, Troy Nels. Welcome to America First.
Seb, it's good to be with you on America First. It's an honor to be here.
Well, we're delighted to have you in studio, not just to celebrate your brand new book, The Big Fraud, What Democrats Don't Want You to Know About January 6th, the 2020 election, and a whole lot else, but to talk about everything that's happening in the news. You must have started, because it says here on the back of your book, 21 years in the U.S. Army Reserves, then you've got 30 years in law enforcement. You must have started at the age of five. Did you put on the Sam Brown at the age of five?
Absolutely. I started law enforcement and military at the same time as the National Guard and Reservist.
Right.
And it's been an honor to serve. I've always had a servant's heart, serving my community and my nation. And
And two Bronze Stars, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes,
God
sir.
Bless you. All right. Well, we can talk about your history. Your credentials speak for themselves. All I know is that when you send me something to retweet, I retweet it. So you need to follow this guy, Rep Troy Nehls, N-E-H-L-S. First things first, got to talk about it. January 6th, you have been digging into the documents for over a year now. It is the subject of your book. What are the things that the people in power don't want the American people to know about those 4 hours?
Well, what you're seeing from this January 6th sham committee on televisions across America. Now, I know they're not getting the ratings they would like. Benny Thompson is the puppet and Nancy's the puppet master. You've got Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger in there. But this book really talks about all the things that they're not talking about. They don't want to talk about the intelligence that the leadership of the Capitol Police had. They don't
before the event.
Before the event, weeks leading up to the event.
So telling them that they need to prepare.
That's right. The Capitol Police leadership team, specifically the intelligence section, they produced three reports, intelligence reports, dating back to December 15th, December 30th, and then January 3rd. And I highlight all this in the book. And if you would have read that 14-page report, that intelligence summary, on January 3rd, you'd have read a paragraph, you would have said, as an entry-level law enforcement officer would have said, we need to have the National Guard here the following day.
So explain to us, since Nancy is in charge
yes.
of the security, why didn't they secure it, Congressman?
Because I truly believe they had the intelligence. They knew that there were going to be Trump supporters coming up here. They knew that the Capitol was the target. They knew extremist groups, white supremacist groups were going to be here. They had all the intelligence, but they didn't share it. They didn't share it with anybody. They almost like they took the intelligence and they sat on it.
Did they
wanted this to happen.
Did they want people to get in trouble who had MAGA hats on? That's what you're saying?
I think there are a lot of people up there that they knew that there were going to be counter-protesters up there, that there was going to be conflict. In the report, it says propensity for violence. They knew there was going to be conflict. They knew that the House of Representatives were there to be certifying the electors, right? They knew, the Democrats knew that there were going to be many members of Congress challenging several of these states, and a peaceful protest turned into a riot. And what happened? We had an opportunity while we're going through Arizona, right? We objected to Arizona. The riot happens.
Shut down.
And then all of a sudden, now we can't get to other meaningful states other than Pennsylvania.
So there's this shocking photograph on the cover of the book. Please, guys, it's, you know, they talk about the big lie. This is called the big fraud. Whoever came up with the title, it's a good title, sir. This photograph of a police officer holding a weapon through a broken window. You were there. You were in the building. Talk to us about this woman who got shot. Talk to us about Ashley Babbitt. What do we need to know about that, Congressman?
And Ashley Babbitt is a later chapter in the book, and I've been very, very vocal critic of Lieutenant Byrd. He was the Capitol Police officer that shot and killed and murdered Ashley Babbitt.
Whose name was kept, quote-unquote, secret for 6 months, yeah. Congressman.
It was a very quick investigation. Listen, I was in law enforcement for 30 years. As a county sheriff of a large county, Fort Bend County, Texas, for 8 years, that investigation was completed within 2 months. That just doesn't happen that quickly. And they cleared him. That shooting should have gone to a grand jury at a minimum. But they pretty much swept it underneath the carpet. And I looked and I've examined all that evidence. I've seen the video. I'm telling you right now, Lieutenant Byrd admitted to Lester Holt on World News that he couldn't see her hand.
He said,
he didn't know she was armed. Yes.
What happens to a cop on the street who discharges his weapon when he's not sure of the target, Sheriff? What happens?
Yeah. Well, you're number one, you better make sure that if you use deadly force on somebody, that that person poses a threat, a serious bodily injury, death to you or someone else. And that Ashley Babbitt did not do that. If that would have taken place in 2020 in a summer riot, and one of those police officers in Seattle or anywhere, Washington, D.C., would have shot an unarmed protester, there would have been, hell, cities would still be burning today.
And this is an officer who we know in the past had several issues concerning his firearm. In one instance, leaving his service sidearm in a toilet, correct?
That's right. He left it in the bathroom. And there's a picture in the book where I'm on the house. Is me on the cover of the book in the blue shirt. There's a picture on the house floor.
So it's camera three. This is our guest right there on the cover.
And Lieutenant Byrd has his weapon pointed directly at my back.
Wow.
That's in the book.
Wow. What else do we need to know? What other questions? Why are there tens of thousands or at least thousands of hours of footage from inside the Capitol that nobody's allowed to see, Congressman? I don't understand that. If they want to have an investigation, release the footage.
Because Nancy Pelosi's in charge. And remember what Benny Thompson, he's the chair of the sham committee. What did he say in the beginning? Nancy Pelosi is off limits. This is going to take, once we take the majority in January, we will have the majority. The Republicans are going to clobber them. We must make sure that our leadership, Kevin McCarthy is going to be the speaker. We must look into this. We must investigate not only January 6th. We got to look at Hunter Biden's laptop. We got to look at all the equipment left in Afghanistan. We have to even look at COVID and Wahoon, Fauci, all of it. There's going to be a lot of work that's going to need to be done and a lot of investigations.
I just forgot to mention the most important part. Everybody else would have put this in massive letters. The smallest font on the cover, the smallest font, I don't know who your publicist is, says, a must read for all Americans, Donald J. Trump. All right, guys, there you go. The book is The Big Fraud, What Democrats Don't Want You to Know About January 6th, the 2020 election, and a whole lot else. We're going to continue the discussion, especially about the elections and what happens after the midterms with our very special in-studio guest. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you enjoy the show, make sure you never miss an episode. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, write us a 5-star review. It helps with those dastardly algorithms, and share the links with all your friends. This is America First. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel.
Well, just a few weeks ago, this is how President Biden described America in one word. Could you please tell me what that word means? It's this one right here. Could you even say the word?
Congressman, I'm not in the habit of trying to read transcriptions.
Yeah, because you wouldn't be able to even pronounce the word because you're quoting a man who has... as far as I'm concerned, clinical issues. I'm Sebastian Gorka. That's Mayor Pete, the man who fakes riding a bicycle to work. This is America First. Wherever you stand on the issue, it doesn't matter. When it comes to the Ukraine, women and children are suffering. And that is why I am very grateful to the Prison Fellowship for their latest campaign to get food to those women and children who are trapped in Ukraine. They've already shipped more than 10 million meals. Please make a difference. This is their 1776. If you donate through us, just $50, that's 200 meals for the women and children trapped in Ukraine. $100 is 400 meals. Make a difference today. Please, if you've had a good year, if you've weathered the COVID storm, please help those who are far, far, far less fortunate than you. Please go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Help Ukraine banner at the very top. It's the amazing Prison Fellowship Program. It's the Help Ukraine banner at the top of S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. We are back with Congressman Troy Nehls, Texas's 22nd Congressional District, brand new book, The Big Fraud. That's him on the cover as we saw the events of January 6 unfold, endorsed by President Trump. Get the book today. One of the subtitles of your book is What the Democrats Don't Want You to Know About the 2020 Election. We are just ahead of a midterm. We've had Matt Gaetz on the show who said, we're going to win on the midterms. We'll take control of all the committees, and then we're going to turn them into an investigative committee, all of them. Great, okay. But, you know, to me, after the last 6 years, I'm really not interested in subpoenas. I'm not interested in IG reports. I want people arrested. When Mayorkas says the border is closed and we have 53 people killed in Texas in the back of an 18-wheeler, is it going to be enough to have congressional action? You tell me, Congressman.
Well, Mayorkas, number one, he lies to the American people when he's on camera. And he needs to be fired, impeached, whatever you want to do. He needs to go with several others in that administration. I think General Milley has been an absolute failure, and I'm disappointed in General, or the SecDef, Austin, as well. But I agree with Matt that several investigations need to be conducted, but I don't think it's going to be up to Matt or I. It's going to be up to the leadership. On, you know,
is Kevin McCarthy strong enough?
Well, I believe that that Kevin McCarthy, he is going to be our Speaker of the House. There's no question about it, and I think it's very important. I've had opportunity with some other members to talk to Leader McCarthy about the future when we get the House back, as we will, and talk about the budget and how we as Republicans, we must try to rein in some spending. The American people are sick and tired. I mean, it's $30 trillion now. We just have to make sure it's not $33 trillion, you know, in 2024.
You mentioned an idea before we came on air, what we should do as conservatives after the midterms. What was your suggestion?
My suggestion is that we have to make a big splash in the first 2 years. The American people are going to give us the gavel in the House. We are going to have the Speaker. So we must take care of that gavel. Years previous, you know, we've had the gavel, we had both chambers, we had Donald Trump, and what did Paul Ryan do? Yes, we got the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, but we did nothing to secure the southern border. Now the American people are paying for it. So I think it's incumbent upon Leader McCarthy to make sure that we can rein in this out-of-control spending, take care of the gavel, and make sure that we focus on 2024. This is about 2024 right now.
Have we done enough to clean up what happened in 2020 to make sure that 2024 isn't stolen?
Well, I think that a lot more attention, the states are giving a lot more attention to this, specifically the state of Texas. I think that the Democrats aren't going to have COVID, and don't bring me this monkeypox story to all of a sudden declare another national emergency where you can see then these liberal mayors and governors and county clerks and stuff all of a sudden change the rules to the voting. And that's what you saw in 2020, all in the name of COVID. So I'm hoping that these individual states have tightened up the rules and made sure that we have voter integrity. Because without it, we don't have a country.
My take is that Kevin can be guided, given the right advice, and brought to the correct place to do the right thing as Speaker. Do you concur?
I think Kevin has an opportunity to do right by the American people. We see a crisis at every corner. We have to stop the bleeding. I don't know if we get the Senate back. I hope we do. But we know we don't have the White House. So I hope that the decisions that Leader McCarthy makes as the Speaker of the House in 2022 will all be about 2024. We need Donald Trump back so bad. Our country needs him. There's no one else that can do it. It's got to be Donald Trump. And he's going to come back. He's going to be the Republican nominee. And he's going to be our 47th president.
The book is endorsed by President Trump. He says it's a must-read for all Americans. It's The Big Fraud, What Democrats Don't Want to Know, Want You to Know About the January 6 Events, the 2020 Election, and a Whole Lot Else by Congressman Troy Nels of Texas. I ask this of every congressman, every congresswoman who comes on the show. Is the GOP, have we dealt with the rhinos? Is the GOP now a MAGA, America First Party, congressman?
Well, I hope to see more and more people joining the mega movement, the House Freedom Caucus, which I am a member of. It's an honor to be part of that Freedom Caucus because I'm an America First patriot. I truly am. And I think we ought to be putting the American people first. I support the idea of trying to help people across the country, across the world that need that help. But I think we've been abused for decades. And it's about time we put the American people first. And Donald Trump did that.
And when it comes to who's going to be in the White House, can this man last another 2.5 years? What's your prediction?
Well, me personally, I hope he lasts another 2 years. And I'm going to send Joe Biden $25 because I want him to be the nominee. I do. I want Biden to be the nominee because I think Trump will have fun with him in 2024.
Do you think that's possible? Do you think he can last physically, last that long?
They don't have another candidate.
Well, Kamala, wouldn't that be even better? Wouldn't it be better to have a woman like her who got less than 2% in the primaries? Less than 2%, Congressman.
That woman's dangerous, but I wouldn't mind seeing Mayor Pete right in there, too, because I think Donald would have fun with him.
He wants it. You know he wants it. All right, last question to you, Congressman. What is your message to those who say, after 2016, that's it, we're done, I'm not voting, they stole it, they're going to steal it again, I'm getting out of politics? What's your message?
I think the message is very important and very clear. We saw what we had under Donald Trump, 4 years of just great leadership, holding our adversaries in check with China and Putin, and now we have nothing but a spineless president. And look at inflation, gas prices, we have a crisis at every corner. Yeah. Donald Trump, I thought, did a very good job handling COVID. So we need to get back to that Donald Trump leadership. And he can save this country. He truly can. And you need to get out there and vote in November of 2024. You need to get behind the party. The party needs to get and united behind one individual. And the only individual right now that can save this country, in my opinion, is Donald J. Trump.
I tend to agree because he's still not a politician. Show the world that you agree and that you're America first. Check out all our gear at sebgorkastore.com. Everything made in America. The three-peat hat is one of our hottest sellers right now. Donald Trump 2024, the three-peat hat. Also, the actual number one seller now. I know Pride Month is over, but it's okay. We are all LGBTQ here. Get your Let's Get Biden to Quit t-shirts and mugs. Check it. LGBTQ, Let's Get Biden to Quit. That's sebgorkastore.com, sebgorkastore.com. We'll be back after these messages.
It's an honor to talk to you. I'm also an immigrant since August 9th, 1968, and I love this country. This country owes me nothing, and I owe it everything. That's why I served.
Wow.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
That's the right attitude. God bless you. All of our listeners, all of our callers. Have you seen my buddy Larry Elder's first movie, Uncle Tom? It was a runaway success. He's now made the sequel, Uncle Tom 2, which unveils the Marxist strategy of creating false racial tension between Americans. The ultimate goal, obtain power, destroy capitalism, and replace God with government. Pre-order your copy of Uncle Tom 2 today at salemnow.com. You don't want to miss it. I can't wait to get my copy. That's salemnow.com for a whole slew of movies, including 2,000 Mules. But this time, it's the pre-order for Uncle Tom 2. So you've heard me say, I we want to win in the midterms. I get it. And we'll crush them. And then we'll take over the committees. We'll have investigations. I don't have much faith in those because another committee, another subpoena. I want people arrested. I want people thrown in jail like Alejandro Mayorkas. But if you're going to have a hearing in Congress with organizations like the FBI that have been corrupted, this is how you do it.
A dozen in FBI involved in the process, undercover FBI agent, several of them, one of whom purported to teach how to make a bomb and used a bomb video produced by the FBI. At one, according to New York Times, there was a nighttime surveillance at Governor Whitmer's vacation cabin, and four of the participants were informants, including Big Dan, or undercover agents. At one point when the group was sort of falling apart in August 2020, the FBI handler congratulated Big Dan, said, quote, look at you, bringing people together. Now, he congratulated him for breathing new life into the plot. Not as well known, the same FBI agent, Jason Chambers, coached Big Dan in a parallel scheme to recruit folks into a contrived plot against former Virginia Governor Northam.
Olson, who refused to answer questions, was Assistant Attorney General Matt Olson, and the man asking the questions was our current guest. We are delighted to have him with us, representing the 9th Congressional District of North Carolina, Congressman Dan Bishop. Welcome to America First.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Really great to be with you. Appreciate the chance.
All right, so I want everybody to watch the full back and forth where this person refuses to answer questions as the person who's in charge of these operations. Let me ask the question that I posited in the introduction. What is, beyond showing these people up for who they are as corrupt, what is the difference that you can make with these testimonies? Do we have to wait for the midterms? And what's going to change then, Congressman Bishop?
Well, it's a very fair question, Dr. Gorka, and I've gotten, some people said, really great job. You just gave me kudos in your intro. I really didn't do that great of a job, to be honest with you.
You did your job, which is more than most.
Well, But it's a start. That's the thing, is it's only a start. I think the enthusiastic response to this is because people are so fed up and so anxious for something to change. And yet, all he had to say was, well, that case is still active, therefore I can't answer a single thing. And he said it over and over again. But putting those questions out there, it at least gets it on the table. And they know that the American people are paying attention to it and are aware of it. You know, I haven't been in the majority, Dr. Gork, been there 3 years, and we'll see. I'm told, I'm digging into what the oversight process allows us to do. I think we can haul people like that into depositions, and we can actually spend enough time to get actual answers, and we can force them to answer us. But it's a slow process. I don't know that I've got the full answer there. You probably know more than I do, given your experiences. All I know is you got to be fighting mad about it. You got to be ready to go. And so I'm ready to go.
All right. Follow this man, Rep. Dan Bishop on Twitter, danbishop.house.gov. So let's talk about what happens after the midterms. I ask this of everybody who is clearly, you are clearly America first. You're more of a citizen than you are a politician, which is a good thing.
Exactly.
What is the power relationship? I ask everybody who comes on this show who's America first, but what is the power relationship between MAGA and the establishment rhino class? President Trump changed everything in 2015, 2016. Are the good guys winning? Where is it at? How much work is there still to go, Congressman?
And again, I think your insights, giving me a leading question there, because you know how far we have to go within the Republican conference. I'm going to be on the team among Republicans, but I'm also going to push the team. There's a lot in Washington that is obstacle after obstacle to accountability. But I will tell you this, the reason I'm on the Judiciary Committee is because that's where I wanted to be. Jim Jordan is the ranking member. I've gotten to know Jim very well. He's a fighter. He's a humble guy. When he's got the gavel, we're going to have power to do that. In the minority, you have no power whatsoever. You don't have any power of law to require the government bureaucrats to give you anything. Once you're in the majority, you do. And so it's yet to see, whether or not we'll face obstacles from elsewhere within the Republican conference. But I know Jim wants to get at it, and they did before. There were things that they discovered. If you look back to what all happened surrounding Devin Nunes and some of the efforts he made and accomplished, and stuff around the impeachment time and deposition. So I think we just got to be very active about it. And I'm hopeful and I'm optimistic that we can get the information and then with the information make a case for real reform and get a White House and then get after that.
You raised some very, very serious questions about the Whitmer case, January 6th, the payment of informants and individuals that were part of a clear provocation by certain agencies. Give us a number, Congressman. How much do we know of the facts of what led up to January 6th and what happened on January 6th? Is it 50%, 10%? How much is still hidden and needs to be investigated?
I think the only stuff that has come out through the sham of a committee that Liz Cheney serves as the, chief cheerleader for is just stuff that they wanted to try to concoct or to shape to destroy Donald Trump as a political factor. Nothing. We don't know. There's, tens of thousands of hours of video that we haven't seen. They're keeping it secret. We don't know why Nancy Pelosi and Sergeant-at-Arms offices didn't prepare the Capitol. We don't know why Muriel Bowser turned down the National Guard that was offered in advance by President Trump. We don't know any of the material points, nothing. And I think we have to find those out, too. We don't know what happened with Ray Epps. We don't know what happened with the scaffolding commander.
Right.
I got lots of questions there as well.
Well, we like the cut of your jib, sir. You are asking those questions very forcefully. Please follow this man right now. Even if you're not living in the 9th Congressional District of North Carolina, his Twitter page is Rep. Dan Bishop, danbishop.house.gov. God bless you, sir. We need you in studio for a longer discussion. This is America First. Your call's next here on America First, but please don't call us from a cell phone that's connected to the big cell phone providers. Go with the only Christian cell phone company in America. They're on your side. They share your conservative values. PatriotMobile.com. Call 972-PATRIOT. Switch today. You can keep your old number. They have plans to fit every budget. Special discounts for veterans and first responders, and they're on your side. PatriotMobile.com/Gorka. That's 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA.
Forth upon this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
If someone had told me a scant 4 years ago that I would be sitting in front of a microphone broadcasting across the greatest nation in the world every single day on a syndicated radio show, I would have said, where's the hidden camera and are you booked in to the funny farm? Have you escaped from your rubber room? I am doing that every single day now for the last 3.5 years, and I love it. Don't tell the people I work for. I would pay to do this job. I loved talk radio as a child. I used to listen to a cheesy little plastic transistor under my pillow into the wee hours as a 8-year-old, and I'm blessed to be where I am today. Before I started broadcasting, I think I had just signed the contract with the great people at Salem, and I was at an event with a certain person you are about to hear from, and we were sitting at a cigar bar in California. This man has an encyclopedic knowledge of all the best cigar bars, and he said, Sebastian, do you know what you and I do for a living? We get to tell people what we think, and we get paid to do it. Who was that sagacious man, and how long has he been doing it? He's Dennis Prager, and it's 40 years. Rabbi Prager, welcome to America First.
I appreciate everything you said, not to mention the fact that I can now say I have rabbinic ordination from Sebastian Gorka.
Look, I'm a cradle Catholic, but as far as I'm concerned, you are my rabbi.
I'm honored. I just wanted the audience to know that it's not an official title, but rabbi means teacher, and if I have that role at all in your life, it's a great honor.
Well, you have written an amazing piece on your 40th anniversary of talk radio on the things you have learned in those 4 decades, 5 big lessons. I want to talk about a couple of them. But first, it's not in the article, but you told me how it all started and this peculiar weekend show where you had guests from different denominations. Will you tell us about that show at the beginning, Dennis? Because I loved the concept.
I began radio at 34 years of age. And it was a blessing. Changed my life, obviously. There was an extremely popular show in Los Angeles on the ABC radio station, KABC there. And I mean, so popular that eventually it became the most popular show in Los Angeles, despite the fact that it was broadcast on a Sunday night, the least likely time for people to listen. But it dominated radio. It was called Religion on the Line, and it was dominant before I became the host. I just increased it, but I acknowledge it was I knew about it because everybody knew about it. A priest, a minister, and a rabbi would appear, different ones each week, Catholic, Protestant, Jew, and the host. The host that they were thinking of letting go was secular and anti-religious. And they were looking for a new host. I don't know if that was the reason, but they were. And by sheer good luck, my name was brought to the general manager of the station. And George Green, who was a legend in radio and for whom I have only the deepest gratitude for my life's journey. So he told this woman, Roberta Weintraub, may she rest in peace, the head of education in Los Angeles, said, I need somebody who knows religion, knows how to speak, but is not a clergyman. And she said, I can't believe you're asking that. I just heard this kid at this Jewish Institute here in Los Angeles. I went for a weekend there. I heard him lecture. He's terrific. Da-da-da-da-da. And they said, oh, good, let's try him out. And in the middle of the show, the program director slipped me a note. I wish I had. I still had it. It changed my life. Tell them you'll be on next week. And for 10 years to the day, August 82 to August 92, I hosted that show. It changed my life. I know it changed many listeners' lives, and it changed my life because this kid who grew up in an Orthodox Jewish world, which is pretty insular, fell in love with America's Christians. That was my introduction to America's Christians, with whom, of course, I now am so at home with and work with and ally myself with. And that show was the beginning. They kept giving me my own show. In addition to that show, I had five other hours of radio on weekend nights, and then I went national.
The article is Reflections on 40 Years as a Talk Show Host at one of our favorite sites, American Greatness. We're going to post it right now on my Twitter and Facebook pages. There's five lessons learned. I just want to highlight two. You're going to be with us for a couple of segments. Talk to us. Expand upon on your fourth observation. Never underestimate people's intelligence, but never overestimate their knowledge, Dennis.
That was told to me. It was not original to me. It turned out to be brilliant, and I have lived by it every speech and everything I write and in all of my talk radio career. I never speak down to an audience. I always assume they will understand even deep concepts. It's my task to make them clear. It's my task to explain. If I say gulag, then on occasion I will have to explain what the Gulag Archipelago was. Unfortunately, I don't assume most Americans know what the gulag was. So I will explain it. That's the second part. Don't overestimate how much they know. But the first part is one of the most important insights I have in life. I have almost never met a human being with a low intellectual capacity. Almost everyone is given at birth a perfectly functioning brain. The problem with people is not brain matter. It is not IQ. It is non-clarity, no common sense, and poor values. But it is not low IQ.
Yeah. He is the author of a library of works, all of which should be on your library shelf. The Rational Bible series is one I heartily recommend, whether it's Deuteronomy or Genesis or the Great Good Thing, the book about the United States, and also the creator of Prager University. Congratulations, Dennis, on your brand new deal just announced with Daily Wire for the Prager University videos. Please support that organization. Listen to Dennis every single day. We're going to continue discussing reflections on his 40 years in radio. But as you heard, his love affair with the Christian community in America, it is totally mutual. If you have not been to the Holy Land, dear friends, join us this November, December for the trip of a lifetime with our Salem colleague, Dinesh D'Souza, and his lovely wife, Debbie. We are going to the Holy Land to walk where Jesus Christ walked this earth. Stand with us on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, at the Temple Mount, in the Garden of Gethsemane. Even if you've been to Israel before, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. They made a mistake with their COVID regulations. Israel has dropped them. I am not vaccinated and I'm going, so you've got no excuse. Join us for the trip of a lifetime. Call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. 855-565-5519. Standwithisraeltour.com. And if you enjoyed this show, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It's absolutely free. Go to your favorite podcast platform. Go to Spotify. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. It's absolutely free. Write a 5-star review for us. It does help with those dastardly algorithms. And share the links with your friends. Now, we will be back with Dennis in a moment. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Very kind, very kind. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. The phone number is 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. If you had to fight for your freedom, if you had to fight for this nation, who would look after your family? Would they be looked after? Would they be able to feed themselves? Think of all those in Ukraine. The men have gone to fight the Russian invaders and what has happened to their families, their wives, their children. It is there, 1776. Wherever you stand on the issue of the war, these women, these children need our help. And right now, God bless them. Food for the Poor has already shipped 10 million meals to the women who are stranded, who are isolated, who are trying to feed their children. Please support them. Please help this benighted nation. Go to my webpage, sebgorka.com. A donation of $50 equals 200 meals. Click on the Help Ukraine banner at the top. The webpage is sebgorka, sebgorka.com. And at the very top, it's the Help Ukraine banner. Let's help these ladies. Let's help these children today. God bless every single one of you. We are back with Dennis Prager. He is celebrating his first 40 years in radio. The article is at American Greatness. Follow him on all social media platforms. Support the PragerU and get his books, especially The Rational Bible. Latest one is The Rational Passover Haggadah. And one of my favorite books is Still the Best Hope, Why the World Needs American Values to Triumph. Dennis, you're returning to your article. You talk about what makes for good radio, that it's got to be interesting. It's got to be authentic. Then one of the last things you discuss is these predictions for decades now, Dennis, that radio is dead, radio is dying, it is gone forever. Podcasts may replace it. However, you do say that what's unique about radio is that we get to hear the voices of our listeners and callers. How important is that, and why does that make radio so different?
There is no other forum to hear your fellow American. It cannot be overstated how important that is. Now, I could tell you, after 40 years of talk radio, that it is, as my producer would say, people, Dennis, they tune into your show and every other host show to hear you, not callers. That is correct. But it is important that when there are callers, and if they are good, and they are usually good, that that adds tremendously to the show. To have a dialogue with a guy driving a truck in Arizona and what he thinks, how, when else will you ever hear from Americans who are not in the media? You don't. It is extremely healthy for the society. And since my criterion, I'd like to happily talk about it because it's a big deal, the significance of being interesting. And therefore, by the way, if the caller is not interesting, I get rid of that call very quickly.
Yeah.
This is not an, it's not an insult. It's a protection of my show. The show must be interesting, and that includes the caller. So if the caller just drones on, they're not used to doing this for a living, then I just thank them. And when they inhale, I let them go. And I mean it. I wait for an inhale. On occasion, people don't inhale, which is a problem. I never quite understand how long people can go without breathing. But anyway, this is unique. Talk radio. You know, when I have conservatives, and this is true all of my career, when I've had conservatives from Europe on my show, I've said, you know what the great difference between Europe and America is from our perspective? We have talk radio and you don't.
Yeah.
Every single one said that is correct.
Yeah. Dennis, I want to thank you. You haven't been on the show for a while. I want to, in front of all of my audience, thank you for what you did in the last 2 years, standing up to the propaganda on COVID. And I want to use you as a sounding board. For me, as an immigrant who chose this country, the most salutary, the most depressing conclusion I draw after COVID is that of all the virtues that are important, the one that we seem to have lacked the most recently is courage. Do you have optimism that we will find that courage again and we will never allow the likes of Fauci or others to destroy life and to distort and pervert science in the name of power?
I don't know if I'm optimistic about it. First of all, I'm not necessarily pessimistic, but I don't know if I'm optimistic. First of all, courage has never been common. It's the rarest of the good human traits. There are far more kind people, honest people, loyal people than there are courageous people. So that's number one. Number two, the media, the despicable mainstream media, and they are despicable. They are on the moral level of Pravda, the communist newspaper, have suppressed serious discussion of the vaccinations and of the lockdowns. Only Sweden on the face of this earth resisted the herd-like, sheep-like experience of the rest of the Western world, indeed the world, shutting down schools, hurting kids terribly, forcing kids to wear masks, not seeing other kids for almost 2 years. This was not allowed to be discussed. Therapeutics were not allowed to be discussed. Doctors who prescribed one of the safest medications in the world on the World Health Organization's list of the most important drugs ever made, hydroxychloroquine, their medical license was threatened. This is unprecedented, all of this. If there had been free discussion of the lockdowns, and you recall, I said in April 2020, it's out there, I tweeted this was the greatest mistake,
yeah,
worldwide mistake in history. And I was ridiculed for it, which doesn't mean a damn thing to me. It only means that I'm probably right. And I was right. What the damage done by the lockdowns, COVID was not the damage. The lockdowns were the damage. Yeah. So the big problem is not just courage. Will there be an allowance of free discussion? If there isn't, then I'm pessimistic.
Well, I want to say thank you to you. I'm going to make one modification to what you just said. It's worse than Pravda, as the child of a man who escaped a communist political prison. Those who worked at Pravda had no choice. those in the mainstream media, they have a choice to tell the truth, and they lie instead. The books are The Rational Bible, Still the Best Hope, Prager University, Dennis Prager, all over the internet. I am grateful to what you have taught me. You are a role model for other broadcasters and other people who are just trying to be good men. God bless you, Dennis Prager. Here's to the next 40 years. Thanks to Sue for making sure you got on the show today. And do say hi. Do scratch Otto's head, the most famous dog in radio. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Dennis is right. You are the most important part of the show. I want to connect with you. I want to hear your voice. Call in. Sound off. This is America First.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.